Big Talk.
International correspondent.
Kenny, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
How am I doing? You'll probably just hear me over the complain, or not complain, but go on about the cold. Well, awake, but yeah, it's really, the cold weather settling in.
Interesting times, Katie, because this side, it's starting to get to those days where windows must be opened and it's just boiling hot. Yesterday was one of those days. It was really uncomfortable. I really do miss winter. But nonetheless, Katie, looking into Europe, what's the latest that you have for us?
Well, this situation in Catalonia sort of continues. I mean, the political intrigue continues. So right now we've got Monday was supposed to be work as usual in Catalan, except with the parliament dissolved by Madrid, interim leadership, a snap election called for December, and the leaders, five of the leaders, including Mr. Puigdemont, the Catalan leader, in Brussels. So he and I think four others of his cabinet made their way to Brussels via Marseille, and that was to avoid being stopped by authorities. They drove to Marseille and then flew to Brussels. And this first working day for a supposedly independent country has got, either the leader seeking asylum. Some wonder if they're going to try to lead a government in exile. But essentially, the main prosecutor, or the prosecution authorities in Spain, are bringing charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds against certain members of the Catalan government. And it just waits to be seen what the next step is. It's a day-to-day thing. But essentially, Spain is in control of Catalan. There are obviously those that still declare independence, and the leadership are sitting in Brussels, in Belgium. It's quite the saga.
Okay, so Katie, work with me here. I mean, from a layperson's perspective, from my side, and please do correct me if I'm missing it, there was a vote where Spain said, you know what, Catalonia, we're giving you the right to vote. Do you want to be part of Spain or you don't? Catalonia voted, no, we don't want to be part of Spain. And Spain is saying, no. We didn't think you're going to vote like that. So, no, we're not giving you that right. Is that a correct assumption?
No, slight correction there. So they've had their own regional government. And essentially, they've been chasing independence. And they set up the vote themselves. And Spain said the vote was illegal. But it's been this sort of cat and mouse thing, you know. So according to the Catalan government, the majority of people wanted independence. Spain's just sitting at the time and watching. Eventually, they declared independence. Then Spain came in and said, well, no, and evoked this Article 155, which allows them to take control. So, you know, it's been these movements of the regional government, you know, steps towards independence, and all the time Spain sitting there and saying, well, you know, let's watch what you're going to do. But essentially, it doesn't matter what you're going to do because you are not allowed to secede.
All right, Katie. And then sounding as if it's a title of a movie, 140 earthquakes in 40 days in the French Alps.
Yeah, it's got people quite concerned. 140. I mean, it's a scary figure to think of. Obviously, to date, I mean, no sort of major earthquakes with fatalities. But it's this region of the French Alps, and the residents are getting quite worried. And also, our earthquake observation organizations are. So these, the 140 tremors last 40 days, the strongest one registered 3.8 on the Richter scale. And although, you know, there hasn't been any structural damage or such abs, it's as though they're waiting for the big one. And, you know, when will it happen? And, you know, there are certain experts that are predicting that it could be quite, that there could be a lot of damage and effects when the big one comes. But it's a frightening number of earthquakes in a short space of time.
To you listening at home, 29 minutes past four. Good morning to you. We are chatting to Katie MacDonald all the way from Budapest in Hungary, giving us the latest updates coming out of Europe. And one such story is the one that she was talking about, that in the French Alps, they've just experienced 140 earthquakes in 40 days. And Katie, talk to me. Europe is considering an end to daylight saving as the clocks go back.
Yeah, daylight savings, you know, it's not without its controversy, as you know, there are countries that have obviously, you know, taken it on, and others that say no. But we do have daylight saving here, and on Sunday, the clocks went back by an hour. Seems like a small thing, but not all European Union nations are pro, and they're becoming quite vocal about, you know, this daylight saving, and they kind of perceive it to be a waste of resources, you know, with no real benefits. And it's also been said that there are dangers to health, you know, that it does affect your health. It obviously affects, you know, sleep routines, sleep patterns, and such things. But the Polish government, they're against it, and they are looking at making some efforts to end daylight saving. Finland, that's another country. They're saying, no, we just really want to put an end to this. But it's not so easily done. To begin with, anything you do in the European Union has got to be approved by the European Union. And they are looking at it now. There is an EU commission, and they're considering a proposal to end it. But it's, yeah, it seems like a small thing, but it's actually, it's not. And, you know, these health challenges, they say that, you know, it can lead to imbalances in the body, in body clock, mood swings, trouble with sleeping, an increased risk of heart attacks and road accidents. And then obviously there are the supposed benefits, you know, the reasons why they implemented daylight savings, and that's, you know, to save energy and to help with industry. But is it really so advantageous? But then you've got to work out, abs, that if you do away with it, do you adopt permanent summertime or wintertime? And it's, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what this commission comes out with and whether or not they keep on with this, because like, South Africa's never had daylight saving as far as I know. Probably no need for it, whatever the need is. But it's quite a thing. You know, yesterday was a bizarre day. You know, even an hour out.
Oh, my.
You know, affects how you are. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It really will. I mean, I'm sitting here and, yeah, our time difference has now changed by an hour, and my body's not too sure what it's supposed to be doing.
Those things happen. Katie, though, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. We'll be chatting again on Thursday. Looking forward to that.
We will indeed. Have a great week till then, Ab.
You too. Thank you so much. Katie MacDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary.